When he beheld him, he fell before him like a dead man. When the angel came to visit Daniel, the glory was so on him that all the others fled. Daniel fell on his face. He said, there was no strength in me. This was the encounter with God. Sometimes I question, are we really able to handle truth? That's a good question for us to ask ourselves. How much are we really ready for truth? And I'm not talking about God being angry with us, but just his glory. Do you know when the Lord touches or returns into this atmosphere, it says that he's going to consume the unrighteous with the brightness of his coming. He won't have to say a word. He won't have to throw any spears or get swords out. The brightness. See, for the saints, because we're going to be changed, it's going to be different. But for the wicked, he would say to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from him that sits upon the throne. But the nations influenced them to want a king. So they got the king, and Saul did his thing. He did all the opposite to what God wanted him to do. So God gave him a chance. So tonight we're going to talk about Saul's last chance. Tell somebody you're chosen. Come on, you in here tonight or you listening by live stream. If you're saved, you have been chosen. It's not you that found the Lord. You know, sometimes we testify, and people know what you mean, but you didn't find him. First of all, he was never lost. But when the Lord found me, and he knew where you were all the time, but your heart got right, and the Lord started knocking on your door, and you responded. Okay, so it's not like the Lord was lost or, hey, no, tell somebody, I've been chosen. I'm a little ahead of myself in this lesson, but I'm just going to follow Holy Spirit leading. You know, Saul didn't have many chances. And it doesn't seem fair, but God is a God of justice. But you know why Saul didn't have chances? Because the people chose him. It was the people that put him up. It was never God's real choice, but God went on and even put an anointing on him. And worked with him for a while, but he knew what the end result would be. So he didn't have a lot of chances. Why did David have so many chances? He was chosen. Tell somebody right now, you're chosen. We could start the music back up right now. The fact that we are chosen means that God, there's a grace that comes to us. See, Saul literally lost his mind. Because he had no grace for that. That's what I tell people all the time. Stay in your lane. Stop coveting other people's gifts and stuff. You don't know the price they pay, first of all. You don't know what they deal with on a regular basis. And then you don't have a grace for it. Leave it alone. Support them. Encourage them. Don't try to be them. You'd be messed up when you start trying to operate in something you don't have a grace for. But oh, when you move in your grace, tell somebody you'll never work another day in your life. Because you'll be being who you were created to be. God will be all up in your stuff because you are moving in the grace of God. That he put on your life, purpose is manifesting. There's a glory on your life. So you don't have to push and shove. Matter of fact, when the priests went into the Holy of Holies, the Bible says they could not wear anything that caused sweat. They had to take off anything that was wool. They could only go in with the linen bonnet, the linen ephod. They could not wear anything. The Holy of Holies was where God was. In the holy place, they had to keep the lights burning. And in the outer court, the Gentiles and that, they had access to that. But in the Holy of Holies, the light in there was God. So you got to understand, God is the initiator. If God doesn't build the house, you're laboring in vain. Except God keep the city. You can have every padlock known to man on the door, and it's no good. Y'all remember that dream I had years ago when I was dragging my feet about missions because I had some church hurts. And the Lord gave me a dream once. I had gone back home to Chicago, come off the mission field, and said, I'm just kind of mad with God and stuff. I had a dream, a big old door, and it had locks from all the way up to the top, all the way down the side of it. And I'm just locking it up. Padlock, bolt lock, combination lock, another kind of lock, all these different locks. And I'm just locking it up, and I stood back, and it was all locked up. And I looked to the other side of the door. It was a big old hole. And you could drive a Volkswagen through the door. Make a long story short, God was telling me all this stuff I'm trying to secure in the flesh is of no value. If God doesn't keep the city, you can lock up everything. You can do everything. And I'm not saying don't lock your doors. But he showed me what I was doing was in vain. And so the whole Saul situation was in vain. It was what man wanted. See, if man puts you somewhere, man's going to control you. Amen. You just become a puppet to a system. If man got you there, man will be able to control you, pull the strings, tell you when, tell you what, tell you where, tell you how, tell you who, and you have no choice. Otherwise, they'll pull the cork, pull the plug on you. But oh, when God sets you up. I said, when God sets you up, tell somebody right now, wait upon God. See, when God sets you up, no one can take you down. You can even fall down there, but if God is holding you up, he'll sustain you. A righteous man may fall 7 times, but the Lord will lift him back up. Why? He chose you, and there's a grace on you, and God won't forsake you. When the prodigal son left his father's house, every day the word says his father went out there to the road looking for him. Until he did his thing, his party thing, and all his party people left him, and he had nothing left, and then he came to his right mind, or back into his mind. He said, you know what, I'll go back to my father's house, and I'll be a slave. I'll be a servant. The servants eat better than I'm eating. Down there with the swine, coveting what the swine were eating. Then he went back, and guess what? His father had been looking for him every day. What he said, my son was dead, but now he's alive. Notice he said his son. While he was in the pig pen, he was still his son. Tell somebody I'm chosen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Mivela Casa Corp is a family-owned, woman- and minority-certified business dedicated to janitorial, commercial, post-construction, and residential.